This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.oh.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet. My wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers. They were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the committee to elect Jordan Sheriff.
Todd Geyer at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie says his customers come from everywhere.
Todd, tell me about the guy in Alaska who came all the way to Geyer's in Fort Loramie to buy a car.
Yes, this spring, Jack, we had a guy from Alaska who did a nationwide search for a certain used vehicle. He found the one we had online at GeyersChrysler.com. So then we put the deal together. He traveled by plane to Fort Wayne. We picked him up there, and then the rest, they say, I guess, is history.
Boy, the online marketing of cars by Geyers is tremendously successful.
I would say about 90% of the people nowadays start online. They find their vehicles, and then they go out, call, come in, look at the vehicle.
And then Geyers is pleased to create that super deal for you. Customer service with a smile at Geyers Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. GeyersInc.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. with remote access through computers to Reese Meyring's accounting software. It's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyring and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyring.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Worman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch. It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, a customer at a time. At Tom and Jerry's, we'll do what it takes to make your home or business feel perfectly comfortable, no matter what the outside temp happens to be. And we take pride in offering prompt and professional service. Eliminate those hot spots or cold spots. Simply make an appointment right now through our company website at TomJerry's.com. Or call Mike at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Oh, good evening to you high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee from a noisy, raucous for sales high school gym, which is nearly full. It seats about 2,200, and I bet we've got in excess of 2,000 in here tonight for this game between the home-standing Versailles Tigers, unbeaten on the year, ranked third in the state in boys Division III, against the Fort Laramie Redskins, 9-3 on the campaign so far this year, having reeled off five straight victories. Chuck, these two teams, when you look at numbers, mirror each other in many ways. Neither team scores a lot of points. In fact, over the last half dozen games, Versailles is averaging 50. Fort Laramie in that five-game winning streak, averaging 52. In the last 3 weeks of high school play, neither one of these teams is giving up more than 40 on average per game. That's the defensive yield. You don't have to score a lot of points to win high school basketball. You need to play good, steady defense, get good shots, hit a decent percentage, make your free throws. And when I say that, I look at the numbers. Both teams shoot fouls in excess of 70%. Fort Laramie's been nicked up a little bit lately. Sat players out last evening. Maybe about as healthy tonight as they've been all year, although Caleb Maurer is out, won't play. Fort Laramie might have an edge in depth. Versailles doesn't play more than 7 or 8, but the Tigers are well schooled. Both teams went to the regional last year, and they're riding that momentum, each team with outstanding campaigns here in 2019-20.
Well, if we talk about Versailles first, it starts and ends with Michael Stauman, 18.3 points a game. Been watching him play, it seems like, for about 15 years over here now. He is one of the most dynamic, fun kids to watch play basketball that I've seen in a long time. He is just an outstanding, like you like to say, energizer bunny.
Yeah, and if there's a player that resembles the engine of an offensive team, or Chucks play at both ends of the floor for Versailles, it's Michael Stauman. He makes him go. He's the engine.
Yeah, he is. And then, I mean, and you look, and I'll probably mess this name all up, Connor Vince
Skyock.
Skyock,
right.
Averaging 10.8, and then Cody Nafsker averaging 8 a game. So it's not like the cupboard is bare only with Stauman. So they have three young men that can actually score.
All seniors.
Yes, yep. Yeah, they're very senior-oriented. Then you go to the other side, Laramie doesn't necessarily have a go-to guy. Any given night,
right,
somebody can put the ball in a basket. Brandewey and Grant Albers, Nate Myers, Nolan Burning, every one of those young men are capable of double figures anytime they step out on the floor.
You can
Well, to expand on that point, Chuck, nobody on the Fort Loramie team averages 11 or 10 or even 9 a game. Three or four young men are at 8. Caleb Meyer, Grant Albers, Nolan Burning, all at 8 per contest. Nick Brandewitt about 7. But the depth on this club, game in, game out, 8 or 9 young men score. And yep, they can get in a little bit of foul trouble, deal with it better than most high school teams.
Well, one place that they're going to have to really, and Albert scares me a little bit tonight because they need him on the floor.
He's
and they got Austin Toner at 6'6".
Right.
That he's going to have to make sure that if Toner gets the ball too deep and gets it in around there, he's got to give him the shot and make sure he puts a body on him so he doesn't get a put back. But he can't go up and try to block the shot or he's going to spend a lot of time over there with Corey Britton, and that is not where they need him tonight.
And that's where Albers has spent some time, a few of the last several
recently,
games.
Absolutely.
Too many minutes on the bench with early foul trouble. Redskins need him in the middle tonight.
And Evan Holscher, he's a 6'3 senior, has had really spotty time on the floor. Sometimes he really plays well. Sometimes he kind of hurts them. They're going to need him tonight.
Understand that Nick Brandewitt and Caleb Meyer, both suffering injuries in the last week or so, will play,
right,
and could both play a lot of minutes tonight. Each one sat out last evening.
Yeah, they're both nursing like a chronic knee problem. So,
right,
you know, a little bit of rest and a lot of ice last night is probably going to bode well for them tonight to get a lot of playing time.
And I don't think freshman Caleb Maurer is dressed for the varsity game.
No. He's not in any kind of a sling that I could see.
Right.
But he didn't dress for the JV game, and that's where he's been getting the bulk of his time. So
these two clubs riding the wave of last year. Each team advanced all the way to the regionals. Versailles was a surprise for sure. 15-11 on the campaign. Got hot late in the regular season. Only 5-4 in the MAC was Versailles last season.
Right.
But got all the way to the regional in Division III. Lost in the semifinals of the region to Purcell, which then beat Anna in the regional championship a year ago. Travis Swank is in year number 4, head coach at Versailles. And man, did he spend a lot of good time under head coach Scott McElDowney, who was here at Versailles for 10 seasons. He posted 150 wins, 70 losses, did Coach McElDowney. And right under him was Coach Swank. So he was tutored by a good one. And 8 of those 20 years, Swank was the JV coach under McElDowney. He's taken over the reins as the head man, and he's proved his worth over the last 4 seasons. Corey Britton, 6th year as the head man at Fort Loramie. Coached boys at Reedsville Eastern for a couple years. Pearls coach at Riverside. He's a Hopewell Loudoun High School grad, 2 college degrees from Findlay. And Corey's teams, like Travis's teams, may start a little slowly, Chuck, before Christmas, then come on like gangbusters when the calendar year changes.
Well, I think one of the things for Loramie is their football team,
right?
They're not getting their kids out there. So, and you can talk about it all day long. You know, they get them back. And yes, they're athletes, but there's a big difference in football shape and basketball shape.
Yes.
And it took Brandewee, you know, almost 3 weeks of the season to get to the point where he is now playing as well as I've ever seen him play basketball.
And to follow up on that point, Versailles has played 16 games already, 16-0, 6-0 in the Midwest Athletic Conference. They played a stout schedule. Fort Loramie's picking up games. The pace is getting a little hotter, 2-3 games a week for Fort Loramie. They're now up to a dozen after getting the late start because of the run in football.
Well, obviously tonight doesn't count in the MAC, but Versailles, one win away from locking it up. If they win one more game, they will win the MAC no matter how the season finishes up.
This afternoon, the Fort Loramie girls were here against Versailles. I was nursing a little laryngitis this morning through mid-afternoon. Chuck, you attended the game. Fort Loramie won by 21, but it was your observation that Versailles was clearly the best opponent that the Fort Loramie girls had gone up against all year to date.
Right. Well, I've seen them probably 9 times now, and Versailles gave them some trouble inside. They go 6-3, 6-3 in the middle, And Lindsay Winter is an athlete. And then Stonebreaker she's by far the most improved player that I've seen from last year to this year. She's worked on her footwork. She's a driller from the free throw line. Yep. And she must have had a dozen block shots today.
Wow.
Inside. But Lormie did what they do. They're turning people over in the 30s, and they only turn Versailles over 18 times. That's a lot of turnovers, but it's not a lot of turnovers against Lormie.
How did Versailles attack the pressure? Did they get the ball middle of the floor to one of the taller girls?
They would throw the ball to Winter in the middle, and then they would run two people up the side. And the rotation that Lormie does so well was kind of taken out of it a little bit. But then it got to the point where in a half court, you know, Lormie, you think a pass is open, and you throw that pass, and all of a sudden the rotation is almost perfect every time.
Yep, having seen the Versailles girls against New Bremen at the Cardinals gym several weeks ago, Matt Zerker and I were there. We were extremely impressed that night with Versailles. They blew out New Bremen on the Cardinals' home floor, and then the Versailles girls went into a funk. In fact, the loss today for the Versailles girls was the seventh on the year. They're now 11-7, have four more games remaining, all at home against Minster coming up next Thursday. West Liberty Salem before that. They close out with Coldwater and Jackson Center here at home. Meanwhile, Fort Lormie's girls, four-fifths of the way through a five-game in 12-day buzzsaw. St. Henry on Monday night on the road.
Right, and St. Henry is kind of an enigma.
Right.
They've played really, really well, or they've been really, really bad.
And you can say that about every single school.
Yeah, absolutely.
In the MAC this
absolutely.
Year.
Absolutely.
It's crazy. These Versailles boys have played the likes of Salina, Troy Christian, won on the road at Fort Recovery, beat Bellefontaine away from home, won at Marion Local before, defeated Rushi away from home, had overtime with a good national trail team, won that by three, handled New Bremen easily, beat Lima Catholic Central away by nine this past Tuesday, nipped Pendaya Butler in overtime at the Butler Gym. Last night went up against a much improved Parkway Club, won that by seven. So it's not like Versailles has not been tested. Coach Swank's team has been in a lot of very, very competitive games.
Right.
Give the Tigers seniors credit. They're doing what it takes to win those.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you, and again, I'm going to go back to Michael Stauman.
Yep.
When you can put the ball in somebody's hands like that late in the game, you're in really good shape.
Hey, $64,000 question. Who guards Michael Stauman? Might Damon Mesher guard him?
I think Mesher will get the nod to start on him, but I think you're going to have to do it by committee.
Right. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors include American Architectural Glass in Fort Lormie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our Fort Lormie game sponsors, which are online with us for Fort Lormie games only, include M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and his superb techs at TomJerry's.com. And thanks to Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922. Hey, Brookins in Fort Lormie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features two delicious 8-ounce marinated chops. Owner Carl Arns at Brookins creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for anniversaries. It's open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can enjoy the new late-night menu. You cannot beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Lormie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. And we salute here on scoresbroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles, needs a look from you. Always super deals, customer pricing and financing as well. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everybody with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because the three generations of Geyers have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyers in Fort Loramie. See them online, too, at Geyers, GAIERS Inc.com. Say you better call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. If you need to temper those cold spots, oh, you know a blast of cool air is just around the corner. Place your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and his well-qualified techs at Tom and Jerry's. It's fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned, building a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. We take pride at Tom and Jerry's in offering prompt and professional assistance. Eliminate those cold spots. Make an appointment now through our company website at TomJerry's.com or call Mike Holdhouse at 937-295-3243. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Visit TomJerry's.com. Chuck, a late start here tonight. This is the third game of three. Had a freshman tilt, a JV tilt, both won by very good Versailles squads.
Well, they've got one loss in their boys' program. The freshmen have one loss. JV's undefeated, varsity undefeated.
Right. Tigers varsity 16-0, 6-0 in the MAC. Ranked number one in the state in boys division three. Fort Loramie girls, which beat Versailles this afternoon, but 21, ranked number one in the state in girls, D4, and also rolling along undefeated, playing St. Henry on Monday night in a game that we'll cover. We've got the starting lineups and the opening tip for Sales here at home against Fort Loramie in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
VoteJordanSheriff.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Threw about 75 or 80% of our basketball campaign into the tournament. Another new underwriting sponsor, Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Physical therapist and owner, Jim Spitzer, has 21 years experience working in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's fully qualified and is a licensed physical therapist. He works one-on-one with you. He develops a truly customized treatment program with you. And he maintains great progress by creating a specialized home program for you. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy treats knees, shoulders, ankles, all kinds of sports injuries. And he treats orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie accepts all major commercial insurances, including Anthem, plus Medicare and workers' comp. A superb physical therapist like Jim Spitzer is a good guy to know. And for the last 13 years, he's operated Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation on Center Street here in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491. Pinnacle Sports Therapy. Let us help you move forward. A terrific crowd on hand for this game tonight. Versailles from the MAC Fort Loramie from the Shelby County Athletic League. These two teams go at it back and forth every year. And they have nip and tuck struggles. Last year, Fort Loramie defeated Versailles at the Redskins gym. But over the last 15 years or so, I think it's 8-7 in favor of the Redskins. Very competitive, balanced, usually a pretty close game. And as I said, over the last decade and a half, Fort Loramie's got a slim winning margin by one contest over the Versailles Tigers. Fort Loramie Redskins will start Nick Brandewee. He's got an ailing knee, but he is supposed to be in the opening five. There he is, just under 7 points a game, 6'2", a senior. Caleb Meyer, he's had an ouchie issue the last 10 days or so. 6'2", a junior, 8 points a game. Grant Albers in the middle, 6'2", a junior, 8 points a game. Nate Meyer, 6.5 a game, a 6-foot junior. And Nolan Burning out front, 5'11", junior, at 8 points per game. Starting lineup here for the Versailles Tigers. We'll give it to you momentarily as the white shirts enter the floor. Michael Stahman, I refer to him as the engine, 18 points a game, 5'11", senior at guard. Connor Van Skyock, 6-foot senior, 11 a game. Dakota Nasker, 6'2", senior, 8 a game. Austin Toner, 6'6", senior, 5 a game. And the fifth starter, we believe, would be Ryan Martin, 6'3", senior, 8 points a game. He wears number 11. Here is Stahman right away getting the opening tip. Makes a hard drive, baseline right, fumbled the ball, and Fort Loramie tied him up. Arrow favors the Redskins. Yeah,
good hands that time by Nolan Burning.
Here is Versailles, three-quarter court pressure. Brandewee in backcourt, near side to Burning. Burning's pass over the timeline deflected. This promises to be a fairly low-scoring game. Brandewee's got an opening right down the chute. Hooks it up with the left hand. Missed it. No good. Short in a lot of traffic. Got the rebound back, though. Fed it baseline left to Albers. Into the lane area. He shut off. Out back to Brandewee. A left-handed three ball. Right through. 3-0 Fort Loramie. That's almost half of Brandewee's per game average on one shot to start out the contest. He is a dynamite playmaker. Boy, he runs the show, dishes out the assists, and he makes key plays at critical times for Fort Loramie, which leads 3-0. We've played a minute. Redskins in a tight man-to-man. Here's an overplay against Stahman on the arc. Here's a steal by Fort Loramie. Sprinting the other way, driving layup is good. Caleb Meyer picked off that telegraph throw. Caleb, the 6'2 junior, took it the final 60 feet, and Fort Loramie's on top 5-0. Here's Versailles, near side, Stahman. Stahman rotates it straight away to teammate Connor Van Skyhock, who lost the ball. It rolled to side court. Fort Loramie couldn't reel it in. It's out of bounds, touch last by a black shirt.
Well, that's Brandewee sprawling after a ball with that bad knee. He only knows one way to play.
Isn't that the truth? Versailles, the home white, orange numbers. Black trim. Fort Loramie, the road black, red numbers outlined in white. Those orange numerals for the Tigers on the backs of those white shirts really stand out. We got a foul against Fort Loramie away from the action, and Versailles throws in below the rim. Ball lobbed into the lane to Martin, out back to Stahman. Stahman to the foul line. He's cut off. Versailles, I don't think, has had a shot yet, Chuck. We played 2 minutes.
No, they got tied up on the first time down.
Right. Here's Austin Toner. Far right wing. Out back to Stahman. Here's a tray on the way. Hit the rim. Backboard. Ricocheted off. Rebound tipped out to Fort Loramie, says the referee. Redskins fans disagree with that decision.
Well, so do I, because it was obviously off of Versailles.
Tigers inbounding below the rim. Versailles 0-for-1 now from the floor. Just one shot. That one taken seconds ago by Stahman. Fort Loramie, good, tight defense. Versailles unable to penetrate. Stahman gives the ball out high to Dakota Nasker. Nasker between circles, picked up by Grant Meyer. Now to Connor Van Skyhock, who enters the lane. Then he has to pass it back out to Stahman. Stahman, herky-jerky move, goes baseline to Martin. Oh, Martin with a late distance. Van Skyhock, layup is good, and a foul.
Yeah, he got the ball to Toner. That's the 6'6 kid.
It was Toner on the finish. Boy, that was a selfless play.
Yeah, that was a great pass, and Toner did a nice job of finishing.
Versailles made two fine passes to make that work. Three-point play, but Toner, he's averaging 5 a game, outstanding rebounder, 6.5 to 7 a game in terms of boards. And his three-point play the old-fashioned way makes it 5-3 Fort Loramie, 5:20 left here in the first quarter. Redskins bring it up over the timeline. Outside the arc on the left, it is Caleb Meyer. Swings it to Grant Meyer. Now Albers. Here's Brandewey at the point. Whips the pass into the middle for Albers. Broken up and stolen. Here comes Versailles. 2-on-1 down the floor. Martin hurled one up toward the rim. A lot of black shirts around him. He misfired. And Fort Loramie got the rebound. Caleb Meyer down the floor to Grant Meyer. He darts into the lane. Shovels it near the rim. He's hacked on the arm. And he gets two. 4:50 left opening quarter. 5-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. Versailles has got Anna next Saturday, also from the Shelby County Athletic League. Free throw by Grant Meyer, way short.
We'll be there for that one.
Yep. Substitution for the Redskins right away. Nick Brandewey gets a breather.
Measure into the game for him.
Damon Mesher, 6-foot sophomore, who was injured late in the football season. In fact, he was ailing when he was in the playoff game against Marion Local. And his ankle has been on the mend ever since, and now he's healthy to play. And after the second free throw by Grant Meyer was made, Versailles hustled down the floor in a jiffy, got a shot in the paint from Toner. It skimmed off the rim. And then a Tiger's on the back of a Redskin on the rebound.
Well, Toner got frustrated because he missed the layup, and it was a silly foul. You're not usually going to score 70 feet away from the basket.
4:38 left in the first, 6-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. As I mentioned in the pregame, these two teams over the last 3 weeks, each averaging a little over 50, each giving up a little under 40. And we're right on pace for that kind of an output here tonight.
Yeah, basically.
Here's Grant Meyer, 30 feet away, down the right side of the floor to Caleb Meyer, who flashes into the lane, dumps it for Mesher coming in from the left corner, and his shot is slammed out of bounds by Versailles. Toner averages 2 to 3 blocks per game. He got one right there. Redskins inbound to Albers in the left corner. Albers thought about carving out space in the lane, fed it out back to Nate Meyer. Right side of the floor, Caleb Meyer, now burning. Here's Caleb 25 feet away. Coming out to get it is Albers. Now Nate Meyer, high point on the left. Fires into the right corner to Mesher. 4 minutes to go. We played half the first quarter. Only 9 points between the teams. Scooting into the lane goes Caleb Meyer. Pitch and catch with Albers. Albers fakes right, goes left. Down the left side of the lane. Missed it. Long rebound, Fort Loramie. Right back into Grant. Turns. Little 7-footer. Oh, it danced around the rim and came off. Tough break.
Went to his left hand. That was a nice move.
Yes, it was. Rebound by Versailles. In a jiffy down the floor. Ben Ruhenkamp, 6'2 sophomore, in off the bench. Out back to Stammen. Splits a couple defenders. Goes to Ruhenkamp. On the arc to Van Skyok. He triggers a three. Wide left. Versailles garners the rebound. 3:22 left in the first. 6-3 in favor of Fort Loramie. Sounds like a low-scoring NFL game, Chuck. Here's a bank shot outside the lane on the left by the Tigers, and it's good. Was that Ben Ruhenkamp who banked it home?
Ben Skyok.
Ben Skyok hit a nifty little jumper outside the lane on the left. Tigers worked long and hard for that one. 6-5, Fort Loramie up one. 2:50 left, opening quarter. Right wing for the Redskins, it's Caleb Meyer. At the point, straightaway Albers. Now Damon Mesher, left side of the floor on the arc. Dribbles once, goes to Nate Meyer. And Chuck, we are seeing why Versailles is 16-0. Very difficult to score against. Baseline drive, Mesher, good overplay by Ben Ruhenkamp, who poked it out of bounds.
Well, with Toner sitting down now, they need to look inside, try to get some shots inside.
Yeah, good point.
Take advantage.
2:34 left, opening quarter. Fort Loramie up a point, 6-5. Back on the floor for the Redskins. is Nick Brandwee, who caught the lob in out near the Tigers logo at center court. He flips it off on the play to Caleb Meyer. Look at him go to work. Right down the middle of the paint, up and in off the backboard, and a foul against Versailles. Well done by Caleb Meyer.
You talk about keeping your focus. He kept his eye on the rim, even though he took quite a shot.
He didn't have a real wide path in the middle of the lane, but the crevice that was there was enough. Caleb scooted through it, made the field goal. He's at the stripe for a three-point chance, and he pops it home. 9-5 Fort Loramie, 2:23 left to go here in the first quarter. Chuck, this game so unlike the Anna at Versailles game we covered a year ago.
Yeah.
Which was a shootout, run and gun. 2 minutes left, opening stanza. Stammen on top, gives it up to Ryan Martin, back to Stammen, deep in the right corner. Stammen yet to score. Off balance, into the lane. He tried to corkscrew a pass onto the arc to a teammate when he was shut off and threw it out of bounds.
I think he felt like he got bumped pretty good that time. No call.
Here come the Redskins to midcourt. It's Mesher. 9-5 Fort Loramie. Mesher wheels on the play to Devin Ratterman, who's in now, 5'10 junior, averaging 4.5 a game. Devin gave it up, got it back 25 feet away, near side Damon Mesher. Mesher 3-3 on his back, goes foul line, ducks in, doesn't shoot, gives it up to Albers, high left, behind him to Caleb Meyer. Throws deep right corner to a teammate. It's Mesher. Spin move, baseline. Fall away from 15. No. Rebound Versailles. 3-on-3 break. Stammen pulls up, finds an open player who drives and scores. Eli McElDowney.
Yep.
5'11 soft. In off the bench. McElDowney.
That was a great look by Stammen that time.
Yep. And McElDowney gave Stammen a great target. And here is Fort Loramie muffing the ball at midcourt. Versailles has got it on the turnover. Stammen spinning out of control down the lane. He walked badly. Yep.
Got away with a shove, too.
Yes. A minute left, opening period. 9-7. Redskins over the Tigers. Here is Mesher in backcourt for Fort Loramie. Head coach Corey Britton signaling a play. He's got four fingers up in the air, motioning up and down. Redskins have spread the floor. Brandwee dives into the paint. He probes the middle. Off balance runner with the left. Hit the heel. Rebound Versailles. Quickly down the floor, Ryan Martin. On the arc to Stammen. Stammen gives it up to Ruhenkamp. And Ruhenkamp finds an opening, splits the middle, hooks it up and in on the go. What a play by Ruhenkamp in off the bench. He's given Versailles a spark. Fort Loramie counters. No one guarded Caleb Meyer. He took advantage and blitzed his way to the basket. 11-10, or I should say 11-9, Redskins. 14 seconds left in the first. On the arc, Stammen. Stammen for Versailles, retreats to the Tigers logo. Versailles will play for one, five, four. Stammen maneuvers, goes right corner to Nasker. Long triple, yes, at the buzzer. Versailles with its first lead. 12-11 Tigers at the end of one on the Nasker three ball on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25-274.
Yep, Fort Loramie Redskins, Chuck, led for about 7 minutes, 59 seconds in the opening quarter. The Nasker trifecta at the buzzer for Versailles gives the Tigers the lead, 12-11. Versailles ball as we start the second. Dribbling behind the back is Nafsker. Hands off on the play to teammate Connor Van Skyhock. Keeping the left corner at Stammen. Stammen wheels around the Redskin to the foul line. He navigates the lane. Shovel shot. Foul. As he tried to pitch that one in from down around his knees, he shoots two free throws.
Scott Ward was telling me that last night, for the first time in his career, he didn't shoot a free throw in the game, which is unbelievable the way he gets to the basket.
Oh, yeah. Right here 2 years ago, Fort Loramie won a two-pointer, no tee. Fort Loramie won the seven last year at home against the Versailles Tigers. First free throw by Stammen, front rim, back door, backboard, up and through. Soft, feather-like touch. Second shot, Stammen on the way, got it again. All cord on that one. 14-11, Versailles in the lead to three. 7:28 left here in the opening period. Redskins with the ball on the arc. It's Meyer. Meyer's got an avenue down the left side of the lane. Threw it up off the backboard. Little too much oomph on it. Long rebound, Tigers. Versailles trying to build on the three-point lead. Long throw down inside to Martin. Martin gives it up 25 feet away to a teammate. Now Versailles spreads the floor. A minute gone, second quarter. Here's a deflected pass by Stammen, and it's into the hands of Nate Meyer of Fort Loramie. Uncharacteristically, several miscues early on for the Tigers. Stammen's made at least two. Nate Meyer, foul line, Fort Loramie. Gives it off right flank to Caleb Meyer. Foul line extended right. Into the left corner it goes to Nate Meyer, back out to Burning. High point left. Ball rotated cross court. Nate Meyer 25 feet away. 6.5 to go, second quarter. 14-11 Versailles. Foul line Meyer. Versailles has scored the last six. Entering the lane, Nate Meyer. Oh, a good steal on the play by Versailles. It looked clean. Connor Van Skyhock ripped that ball away from a Redskin. He was about ready to trigger a pass down the floor and start a live ball turnover and get a transition hoop, and the referee whistled a phantom foul on Versailles.
Well, we're up in the skybox. We got a pretty good look at it. I think that was a nice, clean steal.
Yeah, I'd let it go. 6:20 left in the second. Three-point lead, Versailles. Here's Nate Meyer whipping a pass down inside to Albers, broken up by Toner. Goes out of bounds. Inbounding baseline left, Burning for Fort Loramie. Redskins down three. Inbounded on the arc to Nate Meyer. Straight away it goes to Caleb Meyer. Now popping out to catch is Albers. Right flank to Burning. Cross court to Nate Meyer. Redskins would like to probe the middle against this sticky man-to-man. Over Sales plays tight defense, as I mentioned, giving up only 38.5 points a game over the last six. Long shot missed before Loramie. Long rebound, Brandewey. He tries a bomb, and it skips off the iron out of bounds in the corner. Can't settle for those against Versailles.
They've got Stammen guarding Burning, and Burning hasn't had a look yet.
5:43 to go, second quarter, 14-11. Versailles leads by three. This is the kind of game Versailles has won 16 straight times this year. 25 feet away, it's Nafsker for Versailles. 5:20 to go, period number two. Outside the arc, right wing, it's Van Skyhock. Baseline right, Ben Ruhlenkamp. He's in traffic below the backboard, behind it, and it's taken away by Fort Loramie. Down the floor, Meyer on the arc to Brandewey. He goes baseline around one man, around two.
Wow.
Reverse layup, good. What a play by Brandewey.
Great job of using the rim to block Toner so he couldn't block the shot.
Redskins' first points, Chuck, since about a minute and a half left in the first quarter.
Yep.
14-13, Tigers' lead is one. Stammen shakes a man on the arc, goes into the paint, flips it on the arc to a teammate. Here's a long three try by Ruhlenkamp, a little heavy. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Here comes Nate Meyer into Albers. He's doubled, tripled. Throws it on the arc to Brandewey. Shot fake, spin move. Right back to Albers in the lane. Broken up by Toner. Stolen by Versailles. 4.5 to go, second quarter, 14-13 Tigers. Stammen falls down 25 feet away at the feet of Nate Meyer. who is slapped with the foul. Again, that's one I would simply ignore.
Simon lost his balance. Just because Meyer happened to be close to him didn't mean he had anything to do with him falling down.
I would agree 100%. Baseline, right of the rim. Tigers playmaker is Van Skyhock. Lobs it out back to Stammen. Stammen near the Tigers logo at midcourt. 14-13 Versailles. 4:20 left to go here in the second quarter. Coming out to catch, right flank, Dakota Nafsker. Nafsker fakes left, goes right toward the corner. Feeds it back out on top to Stammen at the center line. Stammen on the bounce. Left side pass, Ryan Martin. Loops it cross court to Nafsker behind a screen, doesn't shoot. Nafsker to the foul stripe, veers back out. 3:56 to go in the second quarter. 14-13 in favor of Versailles. Keep in mind, in another season after the next one, these two teams hook up on the gridiron.
Yep.
And this could be a football score in a couple years. Here's Stammen. Herky-jerky move down the lane. Well guarded. Threw it up anyway and kissed it in off the window. Highly athletic play by Stammen. Wow.
That's a scorer right there.
Indeed. 16-13. Versailles in the lead to three. 3:25 left here in the second quarter. Albers in the middle. Oh, he spins right around Toner. Up and in with the left hand. Beautifully done by Grant Albers of Fort Loramie, which gets a timeout. 3:18 to go, second quarter. 16-15 Versailles on scoresbroadcast.com.
Check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals plus customer pricing and financing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's back in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. And he's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the very same way. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. And see them online, too, at GAIERS Inc.com.
But Chuck, we just saw two skilled players make highly athletic plays, Stammen and then Albers.
Yep.
Tigers basket, Redskins basket, two beauties. Well executed drives and spin moves by the two players from these two teams. 1 point lead, Versailles. 3 minutes to go, first half. It is mighty low scoring as we thought it would be.
Scoring is at a premium. Each team has 4 points in the quarter.
Oh, here's a beautiful pass by Stammen from the right corner. He hit a cutter down the lane. It looked like it might have been a bad throw, but Eli McElnowney went up and yanked it down and broke toward the rim and scored the layup. Assist Stammen. And here is Fort Loramie in the half court. Ball punched away at the foul line by Versailles. Rolls out of bounds below the rim. Boy, the referees have got to confer and get this changed. Oh, they don't.
The guy under the basket has been awful.
My goodness gracious. Well, we've had three or four badly mistaken calls in this contest. That was out of bounds, off Versailles, clearly. And we've got Versailles at the timeline. Dribbling is Stammen. And the official on the other side of the floor gives the Fort Loramie bench a technical foul.
He's talking to one official and a guy from the other side. Wow.
That's pretty weak. And Stammen will shoot the text for the Tigers. 18-15 Versailles.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, sure was. Stammen now with a chance to push the Versailles lead to as many as five. Free throw, front rim and off. No good. Yep, maybe that was karma.
I have never seen an official. He knows that they were talking about him. What a horrible rabbit ear move that was by that official.
Yep. Free throw by Stammen. Good. He makes one of two. 19-15 in favor of Versailles. Tigers' biggest lead, 4 points.
Well, Loramie's got to, they got to hang right now because it's only a four-point game. So they can't let that affect how they finish out the half here.
There have been at least three calls that have gone against the Redskins. One bad one against Versailles. Top of the circle, Stammen. Right wing, Nafsker. Versailles a chance to go up six or seven. Just over 2 minutes to play. second quarter. Fort Loramie's got only 4 points in this quarter. Here's a drive. Masker down the left side of the lane in traffic. Fort Loramie stole it. Good play by Brandewey. Brandewey ripped the ball away, and he's called for traveling, and he didn't even move his feet. My, oh, my. This is the worst officiated half I have seen in high school basketball in a while.
It's the same guy. The same guy has missed every call.
Brandewey simply jerked the ball away with muscle and strength. Didn't move his feet. Ball lobbed in by Versailles, and Fort Loramie steals. Bad pass. 2 minutes to go, first half. Redskins to midcourt. It's Brandewey. Clock running down toward a minute 50. 19-15, Versailles by four. Burning, Brandewey straight ahead. Right wing, Nate Meyer, bounce pass, Brandewey, baseline right, spinning. He's tied up. Let's get it out of there. Excuse me. Goes to Nate Meyer on the arc. He penetrates the foul area. Defensive foul. Versailles didn't get there in time. Five team fouls each way. Everything common right now, unless, of course, it's shooting. Minute 39 to go, second quarter, 19-15. Versailles up four. Below the basket, Nate Meyer triggers. Inbounds to Brandewey. He's doubled, and the ball is jabbed out of bounds by Versailles. Very poorly officiated first half. Inbounding baseline left, Nate Meyer. Ball lobbed right corner, Caleb Meyer. Open three-pointer. Bingo!
Woo! He's got 10 of their 18.
Wow. That was right on the money when it left his hand. Good play. Screen set for Meyer out of the right corner. And the 6'2 junior connected. 1 point lead for Sales. Minute 18 to go. Second quarter. Here's Stammen, head of the key. Let's one fly for the Tigers. Missed it off the back brace. Long rebound to Brandewey. 60 seconds to go in the half. Fort Loramie a chance to go up. Down by one. Here's Nolan Burning. High right. It goes to Nate Meyer. This side of the floor to Caleb Meyer behind another screen. Shot it long. Rebound caroms out to the Redskins. Cross court to Brandewey. Shot fake. Probes the middle. Pulls up from 12. Wide left. Rebound Versailles. 46 seconds to go. First half. 1 point lead Tigers. Midcourt Stammen. Stammen hangs on. I think Stammen's only tried, what, one real long shot, and that was just
a couple of seconds ago, yeah. They can't walk away from him like they did on that one, though. He's going to make that more often than he doesn't.
Right.
But he's got 5 points, 3 free throws, and a basket.
I would say Loramie's done a pretty good job in Michael Stammen.
Well, and they've had both Myers on him, and they've also had Burning on him, so they're rotating people out on him.
Tigers start their offense, 9 seconds to go. Stammen 30 feet away on the left, down to six. Stammen on the arc, gets a screen. Long bomb, missed it badly. Rebound Brandewey. Here's an 80-foot heave off to the right, and the first half finishes. 19-18, Versailles up one after two. Fort Loramie led 12-11. No, I should say Versailles did lead 12-11 after the first quarter. And in that second period, both teams scored 7 points. 19-18, Tigers up by a scant point at the intermission break. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine Halftime Report upcoming when we return here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the paradise omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, the Fort Laramie Redskins led most of the first quarter all the way down to the final second. Versailles generated the final hoop of the first 8 minutes to lead 12-11 after one. And Versailles led most of that second quarter. Each team scored seven, and the halftime count 19-18. Tigers lead the Redskins by a point. It's really close as we expected it would be, and it is going to be a photo finish, no doubt. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, rebounding, there hasn't been a lot of it because of not a lot of missed shots. 10-6 rebounding advantage for the Redskins. 4-1 on the offensive boards. Versailles turned the ball 8 times in the first half. Laramie turned it 5. Laramie went to the free throw line 3 times, made 2. Versailles 4 of 5 from the free throw line. Individual scoring for the Tigers. They were led by Michael Stahman with 5. And they got 4 from McEldowney. They got 3 from Nafsker. They got 3 from Toner. 2 from Van Skyock. And 2 from Ruinkamp. They scored 12 and 7, 19 for the half. Laramie led by Caleb Meyer had a terrific first half. They had 10. They got 5 from Brandewee, 2 from Albers, and 1 from Nate Meyer. They scored 11 and 7, trail at 19-18 at the half.
Kind of amazing, Chuck. Only 19 points for Versailles. 6 young men have tallied points.
Yeah, I mean, that's, and I mean, Stahman, who averages 18-3, has 5, but he's probably got 3 or 4 assists to go along with that, too.
Well, these two teams, as I've noted a few times, averaging a little more than 50 per game over the last half dozen games. I don't think we're going to get there unless we have an offensive explosion here in the second half.
Well, we could. I mean, both teams are feeling each other out a little bit. Like we talked about, officiating not great. But as a team at halftime, you need to talk about that. You need to tell them that, you know, Coach Britton has to tell them, okay, I got my say. Now we just have to go play. Everybody keep their mouth shut and just go play basketball.
Control what you can control.
Absolutely. Yeah. You cannot control the officiating.
One thing I really like about this game, Chuck, is the fact that you can tell each program respects the other one heck of a lot.
Oh, I think so. And I mean, the crowd has been great, but what an incredibly loud place this is tonight. That's not including the pep band when they play. Yeah. I can't hear a thing.
Nearly 2,000 here. We're in the new media row atop the stands on the scores desk and team side. We've got a great perch sitting up above everybody. This gym reminds me a lot of Fort Laramie's.
Yeah, a lot. Uh-huh. No doubt.
That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. About 5 minutes away from the start of the third quarter, Fort Laramie trails Versailles by 1, 19-18 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Laramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sidney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Austin, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Bodkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. 19-18, you heard me right, that's the score. For Sales 19, Fort Loramie 18. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Minster girls beat Anna this afternoon by 11. Ella Dosik did not play for Anna. And the game played right here at the Versailles High School gym. The Fort Loramie girls defeated the Versailles girls to remain undefeated. Final difference, 21-63-42. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com. Brought to you, as always, by LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, which once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, back in 1982, thus the name LaCal. And tonight, being recognized by LaCal Equipment, a couple of cheerleaders for Fort Loramie, Iris Ruenkamp, a junior, daughter of Kim and Brian, 3.75 GPA, takes part in competition, cheer, 4-H, FFA. She volunteers at church. She'll possibly start at Wright State in Salina, then transfer credits to a four-year campus and pursue a degree in education. She's got a couple of sisters, brothers, Sable and Bodie, are Fort Loramie students. For Versailles, Emma Whittington, a senior cheerleader, 3.9 GPA, daughter of Darren and Carrie, active in yearbook, NHS, Varsity V, Spanish Club, and she is the VP for Student Council. She'll study at Tennessee, pursue a program in physician's assistant training, and she's got Reed, Marcus, and Macy, all three of them are Versailles grads, two brothers and a sister. Iris Ruenkamp of Fort Loramie, a junior. Emma Whittington of Versailles, a senior. Cheerleaders recognized tonight by LaCal Equipment on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCal manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. Locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Scores, the radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Well, it was Fort Loramie's ball to start the third quarter. Brandewey fired up a three from the right corner. It spun around on the rim like a top, came off, Jump ball and the rebound. Arrow to Versailles. Tigers up one. 30 seconds into the third. Stammen baseline drive from the corner into the paint area. He falls down, pitches it to a teammate on the arc to get it out of trouble. Now it's rotated to Martin in the left corner. He finds a little crease in the lane, angles across it, tossed it toward the rim, cleverly drew a two-shot foul. Foul on Caleb Meyer, number two. Martin at the line for the Tigers. You can tell, Chuck, this Versailles team is bent on driving to the basket and getting to the free throw line.
Yeah, that is their strength. I mean, and I like the fact they don't just sit out there and settle for threes.
No. Free throw by Ryan Martin, fouled in the act of shooting. First one good, second one off to the right. And it is saved inbounds by Versailles, but rolls to side court out of bounds. Minute gone here in the third, 20-18. Versailles by one over Fort Loramie.
They're a well-coached basketball team.
Yep. You can say that about each of these two teams. Fourth-year head coach Travis Swank, Versailles. Tutored under Coach McEldowney for about half his tenure here at Versailles. Corey Britton, sixth-year head coach here at Fort Loramie. On the arc, open player, Grant Meyer, Redskins, took the pass from Albers, missed it short. Albers got the rebound and stuck it in. Good play by Grant Albers.
Right over top of the 6-6 toner.
Offensive board work by Grant ties up the game at 20. 6:25 to go here in the third. Stammen to midcourt for Versailles. Chuck, it would seem to me that Coach Swank, with similar personnel to a year ago, has altered this club's style of play.
Well, they'd like to really just get out and fly last year, and I think they're better suited to what they're doing.
Right. Here's an off-balance drive by Nasker in the lane. The ball flew off the glass. Fort Loramie got the rebound. 3-on-2 break. Here's Brandewey storming in from the left baseline. Up and good. He scored at the rim, did Nick. And Fort Loramie owns a two-point lead, 22-20, 5:46 to go, third quarter. Here's Stammen, midcourt for the Tigers. Goes down the right side to Martin. Coming out to catch is Connor Van Skyak. Hand off right back to a teammate, it's Nasker. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Boy, Chuck, a 5 or 6 point lead in this game would be significant.
It would be huge.
Stammen enters the lane, throws it to a teammate on the arc. Here's a long three-pointer by Nasker. It circled the rim and came out. Rebound tipped around. Versailles gets it back. Tigers get another shot. Stammen lets it go. Looks good from here. It hit the back brace and climbed up and over the backboard.
It was right on line, just a little hard.
Versailles, a 33% three-point shooting team, has had some difficulty tonight in its own gym. Fort Loramie up two, 4:50 left here in the third. Brandewey outside the arc, right wing. Goes to Burning. Burning gets a screen. Might have been a moving screen, not called. Deep right corner, Brandewey. Now Alvarez sets one solidly. That was a good one. Hand off to Meyer. Caleb enters the lane to the rim. Off the backboard. Got it for two and a foul. Fort Loramie doing a nice job. Last two possessions, getting to the rim.
They took it right at Toner, and that is how you don't give room to a shot blocker. You get right into his body and go up, and that's exactly what he did, going for the three-point play.
Yep, well said, Chuck. How many points for Caleb Meyer?
He's got 12.
Caleb Meyer's got a dozen.
About half of them.
Boy, he has sparkled in this game for Fort Loramie, as he has all year long. Free throw by Caleb on the way. It danced around and came off. He had 13. He was a real good bright spot in the game up at Wooster against Berlin Highland. 4-point lead, Fort Loramie. Versailles, a quick trigger three by Martin. A little crooked off to the right. Three straight errant three balls by the Versailles Tigers. Enters a steal by Versailles. Good takeaway by Van Skyak in the lane. Here's Fort Loramie defending. Off balance down the left side of the lane. Van Skyak throws it up on the run. The ball goes all the way over the backboard, but I think somebody tagged him on the wrist.
Yeah, they called that on Messer. That was a good call. Yep. He stuck a hip out.
At Versailles is so adept at attracting these two-shot fouls when the shots don't even have a chance to go in.
No, that was almost didn't even stay in the gym.
Right. It went all the way over the glass. Free throw, Van Skyock is good. 24-21. I said Van Skyock, and I should have said it's Ryan Martin. I described the play correctly. And then it was Martin at the free throw line. Both shots trickled through, and Fort Loramie's lead is 2, 24-22. Seconds ago, Fort Loramie had a possession to go up 6 or 7 and lost the ball. We played half the third quarter. Two-point lead, Redskins. Here's Mesher on the arc to the foul line. Might have shuffled in the lane, got away with it. Now to Nate Meyer. Meyer probes the middle. Little jump shot from 7 right in front. Makes it. Strong move, Nate Meyer. Four-point lead, Fort Loramie. Deep in the right corner, Van Skyock. Cross court to Martin. Left corner, Stammen. Look for him to go to work. Here's a baseline drive. It's a dandy.
Wow.
Oh, what a play by Stammen. Like a flash. He took it from the deep left corner to the rack for a deuce. The lead for Fort Loramie back to 2. 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Here's Caleb Meyer in the left corner. Goes baseline. Off balance in the lane. Twisting bank shot. Yes. And a foul. What a maneuver by Caleb Meyer.
He's having a game.
Wow. He was almost spilled to the floor, but the contact still made the shot. Fading away from 8 or 9 feet out. Banked it home. Was nicked on the wrist. And he's at the stripe to push the lead to 5. Substitution, Eli McElnowney in for Dakota Nafsker for Versailles. 28-24, Fort Loramie's lead is 4. Nate Meyer coming to the near sideline. He gets a respite. Devin Ratterman back in now for Fort Loramie. Foul shot to Nate. Oh, he missed 2 in a row. I should have said Caleb Meyer. That was not Nate. Caleb missed it strong. That's a couple of free throws. The Redskins have left on the court. They're up 4. It could be 6. 3:03 left in the third. Outside the arc on the left, it's Van Skyock for Versailles. And Caleb Meyer follows him all the way to midcourt. Now Meyer shifts off onto Stammen. Here's a baseline drive by Versailles. Very bad pass. Picked up baseline left by Martin. His 10-footer's wild. Rebound tapped out to the top of the circle. Scattered floor. Redskins have got the loose ball. Outstanding defensive sequence by Fort Loramie. 2:40 left in the third. Here's Mesher. High right to Devin Ratterman. Coming out to catch Brandewee. Elbow in the left. Brandewee retreats 30 feet away. Team foul situation, 2 on Versailles, 2 on Fort Loramie. They spread the floor for Brandewee. He enters the paint area, doesn't shoot. To Devin Ratterman on the arc for a 3. It circled the rim and came off. Good rebound on the play by Ryan Martin of Versailles, who threw it to midcourt. It almost went out of bounds. Saved by Eli McElnowney. Break for the Tigers, who almost frittered away that possession. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 4 still. Shot fake on the arc by Van Skyock. Now to McElnowney. Right wing it goes to Nafsker. To Stammen. Stammen spends a lot of time in midcourt surveying the floor. Now he starts to drive. Flips it right corner to the three-point shooter who left it way short. Versailles not launching from the three as accurately as they have all year long. Fort Loramie snared the rebound. And with 97 seconds to go in the third quarter, Fort Loramie gets a timeout, up 4 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honesty, integrity, transparency, and accountability. These are the principles I live by and the principles I'll lead with. I'm Mark Jordan, and I'm a lifelong Republican running for Shelby County Sheriff. Find out more about me by visiting VoteJordanSheriff.com or Mark Jordan for Sheriff 2020 on Facebook. It's time for change, and I'm ready to lead the way. I'm Mark Jordan, and I approve this message. Paid for by the Committee to Elect Jordan Sheriff.
So many thanks to Mark Jordan. Vote Mark Jordan, Shelby County Sheriff. VoteJordanSheriff.com. New underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Redskins will inbound. Minute 37 left, third quarter, 28-24. Fort Loramie up 4. Nolan Burning to Brandewee. Now Caleb Meyer 35 feet away. Stammen stepped in front of him, and that's a walk.
Yep. That's one of the few things he's done wrong.
A minute 28 to go in the third. Boy, Redskins would like to
have just can't push it up, can they?
No.
4 points.
Would like to work the clock down and maybe gotten a shot or two toward the end of the third quarter to get it to 6 or 7 at the break. But Versailles now has the ball with 70 seconds left in the third period. Martin on the arc to Stammen. Thought about hoisting up a three, didn't. Wants to navigate the lane, flips it to McElDowney. Behind him to Van Skyock. Now Stammen. Caleb Meyer and Burning doubling, force him to give it up. 56 seconds to go. Third quarter, Fort Loramie up 4. Here's Eli McElDowney. Behind him to Stammen for a tray. It is good. A long three ball by Stammen. Boy, you knew sooner or later he would drop one in from distance.
That was with a hand in his face, too.
Yes. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up 1 now. Here's Nate Meyer. Nate with the ball, 30 feet out. Goes cross court to Caleb Meyer. Now Brandewee, 28 seconds to go, third quarter. Redskins might as well play for 1 now. Pitch and catch on the arc, down to 18-17. Brandewee near side. Caleb Meyer popping out to catch is Albers, 12-11. Albers has a little bit of a crease, drives down the left side of the lane, loose ball, and Versailles slammed it off the leg of Albers.
Not sure where he was going that time.
Out of control with Fort Loramie at the 10.1 mark in the third quarter. Redskins really didn't have an opportunity to take it to the rack, and now Versailles can emerge the leader at the end of 3. 5 seconds to go. Stammen, 30-footer on the way.
Wow.
Got it! 2 straight triples by Stammen to end the third quarter. He is Mr. Clutch. Wow. Versailles got the last points of the first quarter, the last points of the third. They wipe out a 4-point deficit and lead by 2 as we enter the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
So many thanks to a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. It's Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, specializing in custom-built homes on your lot or any of the Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. Offering services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoing and Hoing has become one of the premier builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5-acre country lot, call on Hoing and Hoing Builders. Lots for sale on Rutger Road in the Anna School District with high-speed internet. For information, call 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we can create, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna. Redskins ball to start the fourth. Albers shakes free down the lane. Shot blocked from behind, but Toner. Big play by the 6'6 postman for Versailles. Albers had a point blanker. Toner out of nowhere made the swat from the backside. And now Versailles riding a wave of 6 straight points at the end of the third quarter. Tries to advance the lead. Here's a runner in the lane. Van Skyock hits it. 8 straight points for the Tigers. 32-28 lead. 7 minutes to go. Fourth quarter. Here's Burning, 30 feet out for Fort Loramie. Gets a screen from Albers. Burning foul line. Deep right corner, Nate Meyer. He pitches high right to Burning.
Big possession right here, Jack.
Indeed. Burning gets a screen from Albers. Here's Caleb Meyer. Treks his way down the lane. On the arc to Nate. Foul line, Albers. Open, 16-footer. Wide right. Rebound. Shot, Nate Meyer. No good, but he's smacked from the backside. Nate's got 2.
Grant trying to do a little too much right now.
Out of his range from 16 feet.
That is not the shot they want him to take. And Nolan Burning hasn't gotten a shot off. Stammen's guarded him the whole game.
Fort Loramie's got to cash in at the stripe, and they're not doing it.
Well, they are 2 for 6 now.
Free throw way short by Nate Meyer. He's missed at least a couple. Caleb Myers missed a couple. Nate Myers' second shot is on target. 32-29. Versailles by three. 6:40 left here in the fourth. Team foul situation. Three on Versailles, two on Fort Loramie. Midcourt Stommen. Here's a good overplay by Meyer on the steal. Meyer against Stommen. Stommen breaks it up and a foul called. I don't think that'll be in the act of shooting. Or will it? Oh, they're giving Caleb Meyer the benefit of the doubt, saying he was going up for a layup.
I think they're getting ready to correct it.
He was a good 8 or 10 feet from the basket, Chuck.
That would have been a heck of a shot.
And the officials will give Fort Loramie the break. No, they won't.
No, that would have been as bad a call as they've made, and they've had a few.
Yeah, ball out of bounds to the Redskins below the rim. Oh, good, strong entry pass to Brandaway, who makes a formidable move in the lane and forges his way to the hoop for a five-footer up and good.
Nice inbounds play that time set up by Coach Britton.
6:15 to go in the game, 32-31 Versailles. Far right wing, Van Skyock. Looks for Martin on top, gets it to him. Near side, Van Skyock again. They're trying to find Stommen down low. Toner's in the middle of the floor. Shake and bake move, Van Skyock into the lane. Hand off behind him to Dakota Nafsker. Nafsker to Stommen, deep left corner. Brandowicz checks him. Stommen wants to drive, can't. Brandowicz chokes him off. Into the top of the key goes Van Skyock. Deep right corner, Tigers, who got away with a walk. No, they didn't. The referee spotted it and whistled it against Nafsker.
Yeah, he dropped his shoulder that time and just, he was out of control.
Yeah, the defense by Fort Loramie.
Outstanding.
Yep, it was solid. 5:38 to go in the game. Fort Loramie behind by one. Brandowicz, far right wing. Ball high overhead. Goes to Albers, baseline right against Toner. Tries to pitch it below the rim to the far corner. Knocked out of bounds by Nafsker of Versailles. Inbounding baseline right is burning for Fort Loramie. Looks, still peers in. Fires it top of the key to Albers, who spears it. 5:19 to go in the game. 1-point lead Versailles, 32-31.
I was ready to yell timeout.
Yeah, that's what you would have had to have chosen if another...
It was close.
Yeah, another half second goes off, you get the timeout. Here's Meyer, foul line on a weave. Deep left corner, long three, Fort Loramie. Look out, Caleb Meyer bombs away. Swish! Caleb Meyer from long range. Oh, Chuck, it looked like he was in the first row.
He's a heck of a basketball player.
Who made that skip pass? It was a beauty.
That was Brandowicz.
Another assist by Brandowicz. Well, Fort Loramie's gone ahead but two on the three ball, but Caleb Meyer, who's having a splendid game. What a night for Caleb. Timeout Tigers, 4:46 to go, and Fort Loramie's wiped out the lead that the Versailles Tigers had early in the fourth. Redskins are up two on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
So back and forth we go the last 4 minutes. Versailles after the timeout makes a miscue. Stommen tried to find Martin cutting to the rim. He let him too much.
Well, they set up a backdoor play. It was there. He just didn't hit him.
Fort Loramie led 28-24. A minute to go in the third. Then Versailles, thanks to Stommen's threes, took the lead at the end of three. The advantage was as much as four for Versailles, and now Fort Loramie's back on top but two with 4:24 to go in the game. Big possession here. Alvarez to Brandowicz, high right, picks up his dribble, coming to get it, burning. Bounce pass to Albers, 35 feet away. Four team fouls on Versailles, only two in Fort Loramie. Here's a drive, and Nate Meyer into the paint area, doesn't shoot. Back out to Brandowicz. Brandowicz navigates the lane, looks for a cutter, finds Nate Meyer low in the left. Shot fake, he's hacked on the arm, and he gets two. Fort Loramie's got to prove, Chuck, it is a 70% foul shooting team and start to warm up at the line.
Yeah, they need to make them. There are, like I said, they're 3 of 7 now.
3:59 to go in the game. Nate Meyer with two. First shot way short. He pulled the string
just like the last time.
3 of 8 at the stripe for Fort Loramie. Both the Redskins had made 3 of those 5 they've missed. They'd be up 5. Second shot, Nate Meyer, swish.
He is 1 of 2, 1 of 2, and 1 of 2. Missed the first, made the second all 3 times.
35-32, Fort Loramie in the lead. 7 straight points, by the way, for the Redskins. And a 3:46 to go in the game. Outside the arc on the left, it is Stammen. Thought about shooting the three. Puts it on the deck. Oh, Fort Loramie choked him off at the elbow. Is that Albers out there on him, Chuck?
Yeah, I think that's a switch. Uh-huh. So they need to make sure they get out there and help him.
Albers hedged and stopped Stammen from driving. Tigers work the ball around the perimeter. 3:23 to go in the game. Here's Stammen straight away. A long 30-footer hit the rim. Backboard, no good. Rebound Fort Loramie. Wow, Stammen's got great range. That might have been too far for him.
It might have been, but I'll tell you, he didn't strain on that shot. It looked like his normal jump shot.
But it was a little off to the right. Redskins, 3 minutes left. They're up 3, 35-32. Versailles' unbeaten record in jeopardy. Oh, here's a bad play by Fort Loramie. Albers committed a foul, a bad pass, Redskins. Versailles got the loose ball, made a driving layup, and Albers committed an intentional foul from behind.
They're not going to count the basket.
Oh.
But they did call an intentional foul. That's just a loss of cool right there. He turned the ball over, went down, and shoved him 2 hands in the back.
I tell you what, Chuck, I've seen some continuation calls where that might have been counted. We got free throws for Versailles. Swish by the Tigers. Ryan Martin, he popped it home. And it's 35-33. Redskins had the ball up 3 with 3 minutes left. Got sloppy on the arc. Versailles came away with a steal. Intentional foul, Fort Loramie. 2 free throws, Tigers. They're both good. They're both good. Ball out of bounds to Versailles.
They're lucky they didn't count the basket and 1 free throw and then get the ball in.
Right. I thought they did count the goal at first. Fort Loramie still up 1, 35-34, 2:59 to go in the fourth quarter. Boy, that could wind up being a game-changing event.
Well,
because it goes from Fort Loramie possession up 3 to now a 1-point game and Versailles with the ball.
Yep, well, I don't like the fact that they've looked like they've stopped trying to score. They're doing too much with the clock right now. There's still 3 minutes to go in the game.
Van Skyock with the ball for Versailles, which is down 1, 2:48 to go, fourth quarter. On the arc to Stammen. Stammen fakes left, goes right. Big possession here for Versailles. A fortuitous situation developed for the Tigers in the last half minute as Fort Loramie fumbled the ball away with a 3-point lead. And now Versailles at the 2:30 mark has got a chance to go in front. Down 1. Here's a drive into the lane. Wide open player in front of the rim. 5-footer Van Skyock blew it.
Wow.
It didn't crawl over the iron. Fort Loramie garnered the rebound. Good penetration by Van Skyock, but he couldn't finish. We're near the 2-minute mark. 5 team fouls on Versailles. 3 on Fort Loramie. Redskins have got the ball. Up 1. 2 minutes even to go in the fourth quarter. Here's Nate Meyer. Here's Albers, head of the key. At some point, if you're head coach Corey Britton, you probably get a timeout and you run some stuff. Here's Burning, head of the key to Albers. Right wing, Nate Meyer. Meyer looks for Grant in the post. He's not open. On the arc to Brandewee. 1:45 to play. Fort Loramie up 35-34.
That's the recipe to turn the ball over right now.
Yep, a lot of short passes in crowded space. Oh,
wow.
There was one right there. Far side of the floor to Burning. Timeout. There it is. Head coach Corey Britton. 92 seconds to go in the game. Fort Loramie with a scant 1-point lead, 35-34 on scores broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Chuck, 1 point game, Fort Loramie in the lead. Travis Swank, head coach of Versailles, strategizing. He's on defense. Corey Britton, head coach Fort Loramie, he's strategizing. Redskins are on offense. What's going to happen here?
Well, I mean, I think you run your offense. I don't like what they're doing right now. They almost turned it over twice in that last situation. Versailles has one more foul to give before they send him to the free throw line.
Right, that's important. 92 seconds to go, 35-34, Fort Loramie inbounded successfully to Brandewee, who goes to center circle, hit the Tigers logo. Oh, there's a reach in by Versailles, and a steal taken away by Martin. What an overplay against Brandewee. There was some contact. It was a good no call. I like the fact there was not a whistle. It was a steal by Versailles at midcourt, and Fort Loramie's had two bad turnovers in the last 2 minutes.
Yep, right in a row.
71 seconds to go. Tigers ball. Shoes on the other foot. Versailles down one, but with possession with 1:11 remaining when we come back on scoresbroadcast.com.
Perkins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Oh, that was a heck of a steal by Ryan Martin of Versailles. He got up in the chest of Nick Brandewee about 10 feet across the timeline, played tight D on him, and he just simply ripped the ball away. Now Versailles down one with possession, 55 seconds remaining. Top of the circle, Lasker. Hand off to Stammen. On him, Brandewee. Stammen penetrates the right side of the floor. Goes cross court to Lasker. Wants to shoot, doesn't. 43 seconds to go. Keep in mind, the Redskins have got fouls to give.
They got three to give.
Here's Stammen barreling down the left side of the lane. He lost the ball, but a defensive foul against Fort Loramie. That's a good idea.
Good foul. Good foul. You still got two more to give before they shoot.
That was common. 38.3 left. 35-34. Fort Loramie still up one. Here's Versailles inbounding left of the rim. It's thrown way out top of the circle. Van Skyock leaps and he's got it. 30 seconds to go. Now Stammen, keep an eye on him. He's the engine. He bolts down the middle and a hand that is in his back. A Redskin caught up with him, made sure he didn't get to the rim and get a shot off, fouled him. Referee spotted it. Five team fouls on Fort Loramie, five on Versailles.
Man, you got to play him straight up, though. You can't let him get by you and then just expect a foul.
No. Ball inbounded foul line, Tigers. Nasker's got it. Now Stammen, 25 feet away, behind the arc to Martin. 17 to go. Fort Loramie by one. Stammen from 30 feet out. Small collision, no foul. Stammen lane area. Blocking foul, Fort Loramie, with 12.1 remaining. The Redskins have used all of their common fouls.
Yeah, they have nothing left now. And I'll tell you know who's going to take his last shot unless you run at him and then somebody's going to get the ball out on the arc.
Right. Oh, you've got to chase Stammen with two men if he gets the ball. Ball lobbed into midcourt to Stammen with nine to play. Foul line down the lane. Hooking foul, Fort Loramie. And Stammen will shoot the 1-1 with 8.5 to go.
I think that was a good call right there. He bumped him. He got around him, and he almost had the steal, but he bumped him.
Wow. Interesting development here in the last three quarters of a minute. One, two, three fouls used up before Fort Loramie. The fourth one sends Stammen to the line. 1-1. It is calmly tossed up and in. This Stammen's one heck of a player. He's taking charge late in this game. He is willing Versailles to a victory if he makes this second shot, and the Tigers hold on. 8.5 to go, 35-35 tie. Stammen, one more free throw when we come back. 8.5 seconds remaining. Tied up game on scoresbroadcast.com.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy.
Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake?
Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy.
Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
You can just about expect Michael Stammen, Mr. Clutch for Versailles, to make this free throw.
Yep, and Lormey's got one timeout left. I expect them to throw the ball in, get to about midcourt, call a timeout.
Second free throw by Stammen for the lead. Swish! 36-35 Versailles. Redskins inbounding, down one, 36-35. Brandewee at the timeline, he's double-teamed, and Stammen fouled him, but that's a good foul.
Yeah, they had one to give.
3.8 to go, and the Fort Laramie Redskins must inbounds the ball in backcourt. That was a good decision by Stammen again.
Well, you got that senior right there. He is one heady basketball player.
How many points for Michael Stammen?
Stammen's got 15. He's got 10 in the second half.
Wow.
Hit those two big threes that erased the lead and then hit the two free throws that gave him the lead. He's been tough.
So he's got 10 of the 17 in the second half for the Tigers. Unbelievable. 3.8 to go. And Fort Laramie, unless there's a weird breakdown with the Tigers' defense, and Fort Laramie's going to have to shoot a long shot, probably.
Yeah, at 3.8, to see what they can run to end. I mean, Caleb Myers had the game, but Versailles also knows that Caleb Myers had the game. But I think you try to take him out of it and allow somebody else to take the shot.
But Nolan Burning, Nate Myers,
hadn't had a shot yet.
They're both capable.
Absolutely capable, but he hadn't taken a shot.
Right.
What a tough time to take your first one if that's what they give them.
3.8 seconds to go. Fort Laramie will inbounds in backcourt. What a finish by Versailles. They're up one. Undefeated record on the line. Inbounded to Albers. Back to Nate Meyer for three. No good. A 30-footer at the buzzer. And Versailles' unbeaten streak is still alive. The Tigers nip Fort Laramie in a 36-35 thriller.
Wow. It's a heck of a basketball game.
Yep. What a game. Yep, Fort Laramie, just a couple of turnovers in the last 2.5 minutes and one too many fouls committed against Michael Stammen. The fourth one was the 1-1, and Stammen made Fort Laramie made Fort Laramie pay.
He did. That was a terrific basketball game.
Wow. Whew. What a game. Redskins now 9-4. Versailles 17-0. And Chuck, this is why Versailles keeps on winning and winning and winning. They do all the little things late in the game. They've had a handful of close games. They don't score a lot of points. They make free throws, 75% on the year. They make good decisions, and they win the tight ones. One at Vandalia Butler and OT, for example, on Tuesday night.
Well, you take a look at one stat that sticks right out. 11-13 from the free throw line for the Tigers, 4-9 for Fort Laramie. You shoot four less, but you get outscored by 7 from the free throw line.
Ball game, ball game, ball game.
There you go. Well, they got a lot to build off of this. They just played a terrific basketball team in their gym down to the last second of the basketball game.
Yep. Redskins have beaten Versailles the last two, but the Tigers get even here tonight. These clubs have now split, I think, the last dozen right down the middle. Heck of a game. One-pointer pulled out by Versailles, 36-35. Halftime score was 19-18 in favor of Versailles by one. It was the Michael Stammen show late. Tigers kept the ball in his hands. and Fort Loramie simply couldn't do anything about it.
Well, if you look at the end of each quarter, they were down one.
Yep.
They got the last basket. At the half, they were down one. They got the last basket.
Right.
At the end of the third quarter, they were down two. They got the last two threes. And at the end of the game, they made the last two free throws to win the basketball game. That's what great teams do.
Yep. And the Tigers have done that game in, game out all year long. Chuck, let's take a quick look at the scoring.
For Versailles, they were led by Stauman with 15. Nobody else had. Martin had five. Had a great defensive play. But other than his 15, 5 points was the next that they could get out of him. On the other side, kind of the same situation. Caleb Meyer had 17 tonight. Nick Brandwee had nine. Myers five. Albers four. Only four people scored. That is not that Loramie basketball right there.
Nope.
And I'm going to stop it. Not only did he have a nice offensive game, Nolan Burning never got a shot. He guarded him the entire basketball game, and the kid never got a shot off.
Wow. So many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors, our anchors. We'll highlight them for you here on scoresbroadcast.com. Gratitude to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. VoteJordanSheriff.com. Mark Jordan for Shelby County Sheriff, a new underwriting sponsor. Thanks to Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Also new, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, a new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com. And we also extend a lot of gratitude to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. They are vets, helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. In Rushi tonight, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum. Thank you, Francis Schulte and Superior, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your gift ideas come to life. The Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Tell Jolene Rinderly you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. And don't forget Pinnacle Sports Therapy. We talked about Jim Spitzer and Pinnacle early on in our webcast tonight, the new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Pinnacle Sports Therapy will keep you moving forward. Jim Spitzer, an outstanding physical therapist, is a good guy to know. And our Fort Loramie game sponsors, M&A Muffler and Tires, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, and Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram. Chuck, our Clancy stars of the game.
Well, on the Versailles side, he's got a little drive to get up there, but he deserves it. Michael Stammen, 5'11 senior, scored 15 points and played an outstanding floor game for Versailles. On the other side, Fort Loramie, Caleb Meyer, 6'2 junior, 17 points. He had a terrific basketball game tonight.
Sure did. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. A fine underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Go Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. We've got you covered at Goffney Furniture. And again, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, our Fort Loramie game sponsors. Each and every Fort Loramie contest that we present to you online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie girls in action, Chuck, on Monday night against the St. Henry Redskins, a rare Monday night game as the Fort Loramie girls complete a gauntlet of five games in 12 days.
They're kids. They can handle it.
Another MAC opponent coming up on Monday night. Keep in mind now, the St. Henry girls team, which is mighty tall, beat Versailles by a point at St. Henry back on the 16th of January, 57-56. St. Henry rolled up 57 points in that game against Versailles. So St. Henry's capable.
Yep.
It's a good foe for head coach Carlos Siegel's team on Monday night.
Well, they need to see another team with some size, because it's something they're going to, that their walkthrough tomorrow, they're going to have to talk about.
No doubt. And the Fort Loramie girls, by virtue of that win today, advance their record on the year to 16-0. Versailles Tigers with the win tonight, now 17-0. Both teams number one in the state.
Yep.
They'll hold on to those spots. Fort Loramie girls number one in D4. Versailles boys number one in D3. Fort Loramie boys with the hard-fought, heartbreaking one-point setback tonight, fall to 9-4 on the year. And Tuesday night, it gets no easier home to Jackson Center for
yep.
Fort Loramie.
Yep, well, we're going to be there, right?
Yes.
Yep. All right.
And keep in mind now, the Versailles girls have got St. Henry and then Jackson Center on Thursday. These Versailles Tigers boys are 6-0 in the MAC, another MAC contest for Versailles coming up this Thursday, as Versailles tries to remain perfect in the MAC and on the year.
Looking forward to them and Anna. That's going to be a heck of a basketball game.
Next Saturday at Anna.
Yep.
Ron,
it'll be a good week.
Oh, yeah, a lot of games. Scoresbroadcast.com will be with you, voice permitting. Ron Mooney is our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside. Stats, color, on-site engineering. Jack Kramer saying good night from here at Versailles, where the Fort Loramie Redskins have dropped a one-point thriller to the Versailles Tigers, 36-35.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.